This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
This is a dangerous virus which can attack every system in the body.
With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are disregarding the magnitude of the crisis.
Those countries that are letting the virus run unchecked are playing with fire.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed concern about the rapidly growing numbers of new cases across the globe during a news conference yesterday from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
First, there will be further needless deaths and suffering. Second, as we featured 2 weeks ago in a press conference, we're seeing a significant number of people experiencing long-term effects of the virus.
Dr. Tedros welcomed the news from U.S.-based drug maker Moderna that its potential coronavirus vaccine was found to be nearly 95% effective, but said the world could not be lulled into complacency. A top Georgia official says Senator Lindsey Graham asked him about tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Georgia's Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked him if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In comments to the Washington Post, Raffensperger said he interpreted Graham's question as a suggestion to toss out legally cast votes. Nearly 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the presidential election. Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Election officials across Georgia are conducting a hand recount of votes in the presidential race. Asked Monday about Raffensperger's comments, Graham said, "That's ridiculous."